When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Raindrops. Yes, so I finally got merch. That's right. You can buy your allegedly, and my boys, mugs, T-shirts, Raindrops, hoodies, and T-shirts all on CarlosKingShop.com. That's right. Get your hoodies, your T-shirts, and your mugs all on CarlosKingShop.com. Welcome to Reality with the King. It's me, Carlos King, the king of reality TV and one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television with over 10 years of production experience. Twice a week on Reality with the King, we'll sit down with my friends across the entertainment industry, recap our favorite reality shows, and revisit unforgettable moments that we are still talking and tweeting about. Hey, Raindrops. On today's episode of Reality with the King, I have a confession to make. Oh, Sierra, cue Usher song confessions, please. Yes, these are my confessions. I know you guys have been wondering why I have not been covering the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or Potomac episodes. And child, it's because it is a snooze this season. Sorry, Sierra, one more time. Give me the sound effects. It is bedtime story. It is calming app. It is counting sheep. That's how boring these two seasons are to me. And because I never like to just use my podcast to promote negativity, I mean, look, we promote shade, a little mess here and there, and I may give a read or two, but it's all in good fun and in good honesty. So one thing that my mother taught me growing up is, if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. So I have prevented myself from recapping both shows because I just don't have anything nice to say. But am I alone in all of this? Let me know. Tweet me, hashtagging Reality with the King. Hit me up on the Spotify Q&A. Just let me know, because I feel like I'm not alone, but I need to know how you guys are feeling. I am completely checked out of Beverly Hills. And for me, I knew this season wasn't going to be fantastic because, as I said to you guys before on my podcast, I knew that they were struggling to make things happen when I was told by a very reliable source, this is before this season was airing, that child, they were bringing back Denise Richards, Kim Richards, Camille Grammer. They had a new housewife join the cast in the middle of the season, which never happens. And I was also told that Teddy Mellencamp read some of the girls, but they never aired it. And then Teddy kind of confirmed it when I was on her podcast with Tamara, Two T's in a Pod. And Teddy, and her coy Teddy Walters self, low-key confirmed that, yeah, she had it out with a housewife and how the producers wanted her to come back for more. And she was like, child, I'm not coming back without a diamond, so I'm good. Which I knew then, I said, oh my gosh. they really are struggling to make this season work. And for the past couple of episodes, I mean, this trip, were they in Spain? I think Spain. So fucking boring. Nothing happened. And trust me, I'm not the type of person who's like, oh my gosh, we need to see, you know, cat fighting or something. I'm not saying you need to see that. What I'm saying is something has to happen. Some magic has to happen. Not Magic Mike, where Sutton was in Vegas and got mad that nobody was playing with her lollipop or her small esophagus. You know, she left the scene of the crime. Not that magic, honey. I'm talking about the magic that we loved on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. They spent so much inventory on Kyle and her alleged relationship with Morgan Wade, and this whole, are they together? Are they not together? You know, these pickup scenes about Mauricio. This season is a snooze. It is a 5:30 a.m. hit the snooze button when the alarm clock goes off. Literally, guys, nothing is happening. This cast is so bored. And the thing about it is this, they don't like each other. They don't. And one thing that I know about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is you need somebody on the show who's going to push the envelope, push the button, and none of these girls are going to do that. The only person who was willing to do that was Lisa Rinna, because Lisa Rinna did not care about her stature in Beverly Hills. Crystal ain't going to do nothing, because Crystal and her and the 14 friends she lost recently, allegedly, she's not going to give you force multiplier vibes. She's not going to push no envelope. The only thing she's going to do is push her brother's music. And Sweetie Pie, I don't care about his music. I don't care about the girlfriend that broke his heart. This is not 90 Day Fiance. I don't care about this relationship. No one cares. So Crystal is there being Crystal. Then you have Sutton who, hey, I'm going to give Sutton her props. She definitely clocked in the earlier parts of the season, okay? The way she read Kyle, the way she was fantastic at Kyle's dinner scene with Denise Richards and her slurred words, allegedly. Sutton was the one, to me, who really clocked in this season. But I don't care how many dates Sutton goes on with these men who want to be famous. I tell you ladies all the time, any man that is gung-ho about going on a blind date with you on The Real Housewives, he is trying to up his profile. He has a girlfriend on the side, multiple women on the side, and he just wants the fame. But when I say these things, y'all call me a hater. I'm the one who tells you ladies all the time, no man who is that interested in you is going to have a first date filmed on camera. It's not going to happen. Look at Vicki Gulvelson and Steve Lodge. The moment Vicki Gulvelson lost her orange, Steve lost his mind and exited stage left and got him some younger girlfriend. He was only allegedly using Vicki to run for political office. I tell you guys how they have alliances on the show. We'll get to that in a second. But it's also a situation to where these men come on the show for fame. It is what it is. These men are thirsty. They're dehydrated. They want the fame. So I don't care about Sutton and her dates. I did appreciate watching Garcelle navigate through her teenage sons, dating, and also calling her out on how they feel her parenting style is. That's very interesting. I don't want to see a whole season about it, but I'm not mad at it. Doree has nothing going on. I mean, and I used to love Doree. She has literally nothing going on. I still don't understand why Doree is on the show. Somebody needs to explain to me why Dorit Kimsley is still on the show. She brings absolutely nothing to the show. Now, I will say she at least tried. She tried with Garcelle, but once Garcelle said, "You won't call me aggressive, boo-boo," Dorit said, "I'm done." And she left and never came back. Yeah, nothing's happening. And then Erica Jane, who I love, baby, once she read Denise Richards down and said, "Whose OnlyFans is more profitable, Denise's or her daughter Sammy?" That is the best read this season had. And that's the only read. Baby, it's the best, honey, because it's the only read that this season had. And what's crazy is people used to shade The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills by saying, like, "Oh my gosh, they only focus on one storyline." And my argument was always, but the one storyline they focus on is so good that me as a viewer, I don't mind it. I miss the days of when you had one scandal to focus on. Because watching this season, there's nothing for them to focus on. Anne-Marie, who is a beautiful woman, and Anne-Marie, I'm going to be very honest. This has nothing to do with you as a human being. However.org/flop_chop. Baby, this ain't it. And I feel bad for Anne-Marie, which is why I'm not blaming her at all. Anne-Marie was not given the best circumstances, okay? She came in the middle of the season. When you are brought on in the middle of the season, when production knew that nothing was happening on this show, she had a lot of pressure to make something happen. And I need you guys to give her some grace with that. It's not Anne-Marie's fault that she's unlikable. I know some people who know Anne-Marie, and they say she's very sweet, she's very nice, she's a good girl. I do feel bad for her. Only because I feel like she came into a situation with all this pressures on her back to make something happen. That's why she was so eager to call out Sutton and her small esophagus, okay? And just went on this medical tirade to, like, really, you know, make something happen. And that fell flat because we don't care about a small esophagus. We don't care about that. And then Anne-Marie tried to get something started with Crystal. When she revealed what Crystal said, allegedly, behind these women's back about they're not educated and they want to be socialized. Now, look, I don't care what y'all say. I know in the housewives world, a lot of y'all are biased because you got your fave and y'all have blinders on. And no matter what y'all fave do, y'all will never admit that it's true or not. Trust me, honey. I know. But I'm going to tell y'all something. Crystal said that shit. I will bet my entire life savings, my savings in the stock market, my savings that is in the equity of my homes, the depreciation of the cars I own, honey, I would bet the shoes in my closet, I would bet the gray hair on my chinny chin chin that Crystal said that. And for all of you Crystal stans, which, by the way, if you stand in Crystal, then you don't even need to be a part of the Housewives Zeitgeist. Who stands Crystal? You might as well stand Kyle's dogs. You might as well stand Sutton's assistant, who, by the way, is fabulous, and I think he's great TV. Oh, honey, stand Kathy Hilton's butler, honey, with his white gloves, loving all the tea, honey, when the girls are around having gossip. Stand those people, child. Who stands Crystal? But I digress. I believe 150% that Crystal said those comments about those ladies. Anybody with 20/20 vision, anybody who wears glasses or readers from CVS, anybody who has cataracts, anybody who has on rose-colored sunglasses, child, could see that Crystal said it and that Amory was not lying. But once again, Crystal did not give Amory anything. Therefore, Amory once again looked like the bad guy. Like she's starring in Bad Boys 4. Hey, Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. And the other ladies just sat there and said, not my problem. Best believe if Lisa Rinna was there, she would have pushed the envelope, pushed the button, pushed the conversation, and multiplied the force. That's the problem with Beverly Hills. There's not one person who is going to join in. That moment between Crystal and Amory could have been so deliciously good. But the problem, guys, is those other ladies did not clock in. They did not want to go against Crystal. Why, you ask? Because in a small sector of the 90210, Crystal is that girl. And one thing Sutton does not want to do is lose her spot in the socialite world of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and also the 90210 in real life. So Amory literally is there saying, I'm trying to give y'all a moment, and how dare you, shame on you, for not even giving me something to work with. These ladies are bored and they're boring. Y'all want to talk about Atlanta Housewives? Now, granted, I am one of those people too, so I'll read myself, okay? Anyways, I am y'all. Y'all want to talk? Hey, I'm going to be real. So let me say we. Fine. Ugh. We want to talk about how the Real Housewives of Atlanta should have been on pause. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills needs to be put on pause. It's time for a cast shakeup. This will go down in history as the most boring season of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills ever. I would rather see Joyce and Carlton back on the show. If this is what y'all gonna give me, baby. Because I stopped watching that season. I'm like, these women make no sense for the collective. I didn't get the Carlton, the Joyce of it all. I didn't get it. And I'm not getting this season either. We need a cast shakeup. Nothing is happening. And if y'all tell me we got a three-part reunion, child, please. The only thing I heard about this reunion that's coming up, allegedly, is that Sutton fainted and the ambulance came to take her to the hospital, child, allegedly. And that Big Kathy Hilton, she showed up to allegedly read Sutton for Sutton proclaiming that they're like these good friends. That's what I heard. Now, I also heard Kyle makes a declaration about Morgan, but that's not my business. So, look, we'll watch the reunion, and I may or may not recap it, child. I don't know. But let's talk about this cast. We need a shakeup. The only cast members who should return are as follows. Kyle Richards, who's the face of the program. Erica Jane, Sutton, and Garcelle. And that's it. I would like for those four women to return and give me some new blood and bring back Lisa Rinna. Bring back Eden, shit. I mean, Eden clocked in and was checking the girls. We know Brandi Glanville can't come back for obvious reasons. Lisa Vanderpump will never come back. Beverly Hills needs somebody who doesn't mind being the villain. Beverly Hills needs somebody who doesn't mind about her social status in the 90210 being compromised because she dared to have an opinion. Because she dared to say, no, you did say that and you did do that. And I don't care what the Twitter trolls say about me. That's what that show needs. Kyle can't do everything on her own. Kyle also said that she's not sure if she'll come back. If Kyle Richard does not come back, throw the entire show away. This show cannot survive without Kyle. It's her show. She's the queen bee. She's the force multiplier. She puts in the work, and all the girls love and respect her, and they respect her position, and she gives everything to the show. Without Kyle, this show does not work. Bring out the Brinks truck and give Kyle whatever she's asking for. Then we can bring back Erica Jane, Sutton, and Garcelle. I don't want to see Dorit anymore. I have never been so disappointed in a woman on reality television than Dorit, who had so much potential. So much potential. But doggone it, Twitter ran her away from her potentiality. I mean, am I wrong? Are you guys enjoying this season? You can't be. If y'all like this season, then y'all must love The Real Housewives of Potomac then. This season. Yes, we call that a segue. Hey, Whoopi Goldberg. I love a segue. Okay. Let's get to The Real Housewives of Potomac. This is my second confession of the day. I stopped watching The Real Housewives of Potomac when the ladies were in Austin, Texas. And I want to say the last episode I watched was it when Robin was on the curb? Like, why are you on the curb with her wedges and a floor top? I think that was the last episode. Whatever episode was, child, they were in Austin, Texas. And I was just like, none of y'all want to be around each other. And it's apparent and it's obvious. They do not like each other. And the saddest thing about this season to me is, it's such an easy fix. We're not into the NECA and Wendy drama of it all. Actually, we think it's sad. Essence Magazine, on their website, a guest writer did an editorial of this current season of Potomac. And baby, she read that show for filth and said what I said, you know, just about like, we don't want to see two Nigerian women have this level of beef. But the sad thing about Potomac to me is nobody cares to do what's the greater good for the show. Now, y'all know I love me some Gisele Kobe Bryant. I've been very honest about Gisele. Because one thing about me, I'm going to be real. I can love you, but also, you know, call you out and say, I don't like this, I don't like that. It's sad to me because I did make Gisele number 9 in my top 10 of the greatest housewives of all time. And look, I'm going to stick beside that, okay? Because at the time, she definitely was. What's unfortunate is that I wish Gisele knew is she controls the temperature in the room. And I really would like for her, if you're going to call yourself the ghost producer, then you have to be that every season. You can't check in and check out of that role. Being the force multiplier or the ghost producer is a very important role. You can't pick and choose when to clock in and clock out of that role. I was really hoping that Gisele this season said, you know what, let me just get this show back on track. Because I do know how much she loves the show. And it is disappointing to see that her presence isn't allowing the other girls to become a sisterhood, at least for a few weeks. Okay? It's unfortunate to watch that because this show is not going to survive the way it is. This is another show that needs a mini recast. This show used to be my ultimate favorite. Of course, second to Atlanta. Atlanta will always be my favorite, child. I don't care what y'all say. Okay, let me stop. I don't care what we say, because I'm in it. Atlanta will always be that girl. And I don't care how many struggle seasons they have. Atlanta first 9 seasons will always be better than every fucking season of every housewife combined. Period, point in the blank. And now with Portia returning and Kenya returning,
allegedly.
I feel good about it, but we shall see. Potomac, it's quite sad to just see how these ladies won't do what's best for the show. And that ego has plagued this show to its demise. So I'm cooking dinner last night. And on my television, it's Potomac. And so mind you, I haven't watched for the past, I think, 4 or 5 episodes. So it's on the screen, and I'm like watching it as I'm cooking. Like, okay, what did I miss? Maybe it's gotten better. Child, I see a scene where Giselle queens NECA as the Grand Dame of Potomac. And I said, this is the shit that I missed. Like this is what we're doing. This is some lazy ass work. Some boring ass work. This shit has no substance. Nobody in real life does this. This isn't normal or natural. And at this point, who gives a fuck about who is the Grand Dame of Potomac? Why are we 8 seasons, 7 seasons? I don't know how many seasons we are in, child. Why is the Grand Dame of Potomac still a thing? Why is that something we even care about? And then I saw Candace leave the scene, which I said, girl, take me with you. I want to go back to the villa, the hotel room, wherever y'all at. Even Candace knew in that moment, like, this is what we're doing. We're crowning NECA the Grand Dame of Potomac to get a rise out of Karen? This is lazy. I am so frustrated with that show. I just don't know if I can even come back to that show. If this is what I'm going to get, this is a show that needs a major recast. And I'm not ready yet to tell y'all who should go or should leave, because I really need to process this. But I will say this. The one who should be the face of Potomac is Mia. Mia is beautiful. She's funny, self-deprecating. She's giving you her real life. She's a little messy. Well, a lot of messy. But she also knows how to forgive people or ask for forgiveness. She doesn't hold grudges. She knows how to clock in at the right moments. Mia's great. Center the show around Mia and Jacqueline. This ain't it. And I didn't want to give y'all this every single week, because when y'all listen to my episodes as y'all driving with the kids in the backseat with their headphones on, watching a Disney show, child, I want y'all to have fun. I'm a fun guy. We laugh, we read, we joke, we shade. That's the reason why, guys, I could not do this every week. Because I don't want every week to be me talking shit about these episodes. But y'all kept tweeting me, asking me, Carlos, you're not reviewing Potomac. You're not reviewing Beverly Hills. We miss you. What's going on? And it's because I had to stop watching it. I'm just not into it. I'm not. And then I sat back and was like, the only Housewives I've been into was OC and Salt Lake City. Thank you, Monica Garcia. Like, OC and Salt Lake City were 10s across the board. Fantastic seasons. Flawless. I literally don't have anything negative to say about Salt Lake City or the OC. Like, I there's not one negative thing about the production, about the storylines of Salt Lake City and the OC. Now, I could read the girls about other stuff, but that to me is also fun. You know, it's fun to read Miss Heather, honey. It's both Heathers, actually. Hey, DeBro. And gay. Heather DeBro, please come on my podcast, because you told somebody that you don't like me. And I don't know why, because I like you. And I'm going to recap OC, okay? So I'm inviting you, Heather DeBro, to my podcast. Y'all tweet Heather DeBro. She told somebody I don't like her. I'm like, oh gosh, y'all are so sensitive. I just give my opinions like everyone else. But I digress. But yeah, y'all, OC and Salt Lake City, spectacular, amazing, fun, shady, messy, personal story. I mean, week to week excellence. Shout out to the cast and the crew of those two shows. I mean, spectacular. I can go on and on and on about OC and Salt Lake City last seasons. I mean, just, it was special because they all clocked in. They all did what was best for the show. Now, Salt Lake City, y'all tried it by icing Monica out. Now, we're going to see what happens next season, child, but any hoot. But guys, I just, I had to share my confession. Now that you guys know the reasons, I would like to know if y'all agree or disagree with me. Rest in peace, Beverly Hills and Potomac.
Thank you for listening to Reality with the King. New episodes drop on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Share, comment, follow, and subscribe to Reality with the King wherever you get your podcast. Visit realitywiththeking.com and be sure to follow me at @thecarlosking_ on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and yes, baby, my YouTube channel where you can get all of my visuals, baby, my expressions. Yes, and don't forget, tweet me your thoughts and hot takes about this episode using the hashtag Reality with the King. Reality with the King is a production of Kingdom Reign Entertainment. It is produced by Sierra Spragley Ricks and executive produced by me, Carlos King. Kingdom Reign Entertainment, baby!